to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Today we also have Isabel. Yay, Isabel! We are wishing you a Merry Christmas. Oh my goodness. Isabel, what do you love about Christmas?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Every single little thing about Christmas.
Yeah?
I'm in charge of decorating the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know, it's so fun. I love decorating. I love Christmas music. I always have it on from the minute that Thanksgiving ends. Christmas music, 24/7, on all the time. Christmas food, baking. I love to bake. Christmas presents. Gifts are my love language.
I love to wrap.
I love to wrap. I love the snow. I love ice skating. Hot
reindeers
chocolate
and snowmen.
And I wish that Santa was real every year.
Well, what do you love about Christmas as well, right? You're like, what? I know that sometimes Christmas can be challenging. There's a lots of great things about Christmas, but sometimes it can be challenging as well. And for you, maybe you're listening, watching right now, and it's not necessarily a great season for you. Sometimes I know that sometimes there's memories that have come from the past, bad Christmases. I think it was right around Christmas when my grandfather died. So for a few years, there was kind of that association. But if you're struggling in this season, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We really want Jesus to minister to you in this Christmas season. And Isabel, when you think about Christmas and all the things that you love and everything, what helps you stay grounded in Jesus?
Really getting in the Word. Hmm. And reading all of the places, all of the Christmas scriptures. I love reading the birth of Jesus in the Synoptic Gospels. I love that. But I also love our verse that we're going to be talking about today, which is Isaiah 9, verse 6. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the prophecies about Jesus. And it says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
I love it, because you know what? That's that Handel's Messiah.
Yeah.
For unto us. I'm not going to sing, because everybody would stop watching.
It's the season.
We don't want to rebel you. But when we think, I love Handel's Messiah.
Me too.
Because it is just this celebration of God coming into human existence for unto and as a child.
Yeah.
Right? I just am like, that just blows my mind. The creator of the entire universe, the head of everything, comes and is born as a newborn into human existence. That is astounding. And, you know, in my mind, that's a really significant indication of the impossible being made possible. And right now, you might be thinking of some impossibilities in your life. It's impossible for you to make all your bills. It's impossible because the doctor gave you an interminable disease. It's impossible. You've had so much rift in your family for how many years, decades. It's impossible. But I want to encourage you that Jesus coming and being born into human existence tells you that what seems impossible with humans is completely possible with God. And we would love to pray for you. Hop on the website. Get on the phone. Let us have the opportunity, privilege to pray about whatever's impossible in your life, that God would reverse that and reframe that to make that possible. And you know, Isabel, in this verse, Isaiah 9, verse 6, I love, "For unto us a child is born," but it's the very first description is Wonderful Counselor. Why is that a big deal?
I think it goes a lot with what you were saying earlier for Christmas being a bit of a tricky season for some people. And I know there are, let's call them loaded memories that can be associated with Christmas. Maybe there was a car accident. I remember one year there was a member of our church who got in a motorcycle accident on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And that was kind of a traumatic event. And when we think about God as the Wonderful Counselor, you know, there's so many different ways that can be attributed, but I love to really focus on that when it comes to navigating a tricky season, because you know, if our brains are hurt, we go to a counselor. We talk about our feelings. We get good counsel from our counselors. And God and Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. He bore all our trauma, all our mental health, all of our pain on the cross. And he's the one who can speak to that spirit of despair and hopelessness sometimes comes around in Christmas. You know, it's snowy, and if you don't, you're not surrounded by family, that can pop up. But I would encourage you, if you're watching today and you feel that spirit of despair or hopelessness, or Christmas does not have good memories for you, let Jesus be your wonderful counselor. Let him be a safe space for you to go and to pour out your hurts and your angers, but also to listen to what he has to say to you, to invite him into that place, into those little areas of your heart that are still healing. And we want to pray with you that you would invite Jesus into your life as the wonderful counselor in this season. Pick up the phone, go on the website. We want to have, like Mom said, the honor and privilege of joining with you in this season, of inviting Jesus, the wonderful counselor, to come in. He knows all things. He's seen all things. He came to earth and had the entire human experience, and he can relate to you. It says we have a king and a high priest who's able to relate to us. And I love that. Jesus is able to relate to you and your situation, and able to give you wisdom and comfort.
It's really good. And I think so much that we need wonderful counsel.
Yes.
We need wonderful counsel during Christmas on how do I navigate all these things and the activities and the festivities and everything.
All the parties, all the kids' games and concerts and everything.
And the riff, all this stuff. Wonderful counselor. But I think one of the things I love about Jesus is he is also timeless, timeless, wonderful counselor. And you might be going through some things that maybe in the future you're like, man, I need some counsel. I need some wisdom. I need some divine instruction. And I think that's who Jesus is, divine instruction. Not the only thing that Jesus is, but he is our wonderful counselor. And in just a little minute here, we have a really special, special greeting to you from my mom. Watch this now.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
This Christmas, give gifts that reveal the heart of God and have the power to transform lives. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Names of God book, a powerful resource to develop deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself through his names. You'll also receive our Names of God scripture card set with 12 convenient cards for meditation and our 30 Meditations on the Names of God book with tearaway scripture cards. For your gift of $95 or more, we'll add the Peace on Earth scented candle and the Rose of Sharon crystal bottle gift set. Each piece reminding you of God's presence as they fill your space with light, fragrance, and grace. And for your gift of $1,000 or more, you'll receive the Hope Renewed canvas. Painted from the perspective of the Mount of Olives, it features the names of God that Marilyn so loves and arrives in a beautifully curated frame. Give the gift of knowing God more deeply this Christmas. Call or click today to get this special offer.
Welcome back to our Christmas program. We love to share Christmas with you. And Isabel, when you think about Christmas, is there a memory or an experience you remember that's like really one of your favorites?
I think my favorite one, and we do this every year, is looking at Christmas lights as a family. Because it's fun to see which members of our family like which different kinds of lights. You know, like you and Dad like the big trees with the lights that go all the way to the top. That's Dad. Or like, I like the more simple houses that have the lights, but I love getting together and going and driving and seeing how all the houses are so beautifully decorated.
The Star Wars houses.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. ones that have those giant blow-ups. Mm-hmm. They do a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I look at them and I'm like, how do you sleep at mm-hmm. night? Literally, yeah. There's so many lights.
Oh, right. Some of those, I remember driving by some of those houses that are just like, I think they're their own power plant.
Yeah, and they have the little tune in to this radio station uh-huh. and it's all synced up.
Yeah, kind of crazy. What about traditions? Like, there are some things that we do in terms of traditions. Any of those that you like?
I like them all. I think my favorite one is we go out to eat every year mm. on Christmas as a family, and we go and get Italian food.
Yep, it's true. It is a nice, nice, nice tradition.
I would look forward to that meal mm-hmm. for the whole year.
That's a really nice meal. Mm-hmm. It's true. I like doing the bread puddings.
Yeah.
Christmas morning bread pudding.
The sweet one mm-hmm. and the savory one. Mm-hmm.
And every year I make a different, like, I don't know, I just make it up on the fly.
There's no recipe.
The only recipe is making sure the balance between eggs and milk
right.
for the bread pudding. And then whatever I put in is whatever. So it's kind of fun. And you're like, whoa, you guys do some interesting, fun things for sure. It's true. But as we're thinking about Christmas, and again, coming back and thinking about Jesus is our reason for the season. And we're looking at Isaiah 9, verse 6. And you probably remember this from Handel's Messiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called, Isabel talked about, Wonderful Counselor. And I think we all need a wonderful counselor in our lives, not just for this season, but mental health. That's like a significant thing. And Jesus is the penultimate wonderful counselor. But then the next description is Mighty God. And Isabel, when we think about, because this goes back to the Hebrew, right? Mm-hmm. Isaiah was written right. in Hebrew. Well, can you kind of recall some of the Hebrew that goes into Mighty God?
So the word for mighty, I'm not even going to try and say it, but it has to do with like physical strength. And it's like strong is another word. And then God is Elohim. Mm-hmm. And so it's this idea of a God who is physically capable to supply things. And it's this idea of not only physical strength, but fortitude and lasting. And when we think about the opposite, you know, of strength or might is weakness.
Yep.
And the Bible has a lot to say about weakness. Mm-hmm. And mostly where we are weak, he is strong.
That's true. You might be watching right now. Maybe you feel some areas where you are weak. You might be weak in your willpower. You might be weak because you're tired from all of the festivities. You might be weak because you have a physical ailment. You might be weak in your soul and your emotions because of some heartache that you have. And we would love to pray for you. Wherever you sense weakness, we want to pray for you that you would experience the mighty God. The other piece to this, I think, as well, that's important to consider is might implies strength and fortitude. And the counterpoint to that is weakness. And where we're weak, God is strong. But I also want to propose to you that mighty God, so God is the divine, and maybe the counterpoint of the divine is human. And I don't know about you, but I get tired of my humanity. I'm tired of dragging my humanity and it's that yucky part of Sarah. It's the human part of Sarah. The stuff and we have enough human in our world. I would propose that it would be nice to have some more divine. And I think in your life, you could probably identify some areas where you would like more divine engagement, participation, more evidence of God's involvement in your life. And maybe this just seems like your life is overflowing with so much humanity and human that you just, ugh. Or maybe your life feels like it's overflowing with weakness and frailty and just instability. But we want to encourage you that God can be your mighty God. As we think about Christmas, for unto us a child is born, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God. We want to encourage you to hop on the phone and get on the website that God can be your mighty, fully strengthening, entirely divine engagement in your world, in your life, and no matter what the needs are, whether it's a physical need, whether it's an emotional need, or you have some issues with your family. That's one of the things I think with families at Christmas time, it gets a little dicey because it's like we're all cooped up together and oof, any struggles that we've experienced on that?
No.
Not that we're going to share this publicly.
Give it a couple years.
Right. But I think inviting the mighty God into our families, into those dynamics.
And especially because families fight about the weirdest things at Christmas. Something very small can turn into something very big. And really inviting God into those moments where there are big emotions and big feelings and letting God be bigger than the emotions and the feelings. Mm-hmm. He is more mighty than the emotions and feelings.
And I think, too, sometimes we have family that come along and they're all big, large, and in charge, and we need God to be even bigger.
Yes.
Because there can be big personalities and dominating personalities, or the other side, where they're just undermining and manipulative and deceptive. Mm-hmm. But God can be the mighty God in your Christmas today. So I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Maybe there's a particular family member that's on your heart that you're nervous about. You're like dreading, ugh, I have to see them again. We want to encourage you, maybe just give us one name that we can pray with for your Christmas, that God would be the mighty God, and that this Christmas wouldn't be, you know, discouraging or overpowering to you, but you would sense the strength and the power of our divinely present God in your life today.
This Christmas, give gifts that reveal the heart of God and have the power to transform lives. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Names of God book, a powerful resource to develop deeper intimacy with God as He reveals Himself through His names. You'll also receive our Names of God scripture card set with 12 convenient cards for meditation and our 30 Meditations on the Names of God book with tearaway scripture cards. For your gift of $95 or more, we'll add the Peace on Earth scented candle and the Rose of Sharon crystal bottle gift set. Each piece reminding you of God's presence as they fill your space with light, fragrance, and grace. And for your gift of $1,000 or more, you'll receive the Hope Renewed canvas. Painted from the perspective of the Mount of Olives, it features the names of God that Marilyn so loves and arrives in a beautifully curated frame. Give the gift of knowing God more deeply this Christmas. Call or click today to get this special offer.
Welcome back to our Christmas program. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Mom, how do you say Merry Christmas in German?
Frohe Weihnachten.
What she said. We're so excited that you're joining us today for this Christmas season. I just want to encourage you, we're speaking out of Isaiah 9:6. And we're talking about the different names of God, the Wonderful Counselor. We talked about Mighty God, and we're about to talk about Eternal Father. But if you are watching right now and you have complicated relationships with your parents, or maybe you have complicated relationships with your kids, we want to invite Jesus into that place and bring healing and reconciliation in your family. Go on the phones, get on our website. We want to pray with you that God would bring healing and wholeness to your family. And Mom, when you think about your family, your parents, your earthly parents.
Yep.
Do you have any fun or funny memories of Christmas with them?
Well, I remember when I was growing up, we had this flocked tree. And I know that sounds weird, but they used to put this like white powdery stuff on trees.
Okay.
And, you know, you took it apart and put it in the box, you know, at the end. But that flocking stuff started to flake off. And so I don't know how many years we had this white Christmas tree that flocked stuff. And then it started to like, you know, smatter over the print. It really got gross. That's a memory. And I was like, we need a new tree. And then, and then my dad would burn the tree in the fireplace because he was a pyromaniac. And then here's the worst one. So I remember when I was little, I told my parents I wanted this like really cool video game, pre-whatever PS2s. And I remember I told him, I want it, really, really want it, blah, blah, blah. And so one day I was sneaking around the house, they were out of the house, and I found the, like, all of the secret hidden presents.
No.
And I found my video game, and I was like, oh, I'm getting it, I'm getting my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
And then, as I was seeing, because I found it like 2 weeks early,
yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, when I open it at Christmas.
They're going to know.
No, I have to pretend. I have to pretend that I'm so excited. And this is, you know, and I was like, ah. Oh. So then I learned, like, I didn't do that afterwards. I didn't look for my Christmas presents anymore. I liked the surprise. Yeah. Did you have the same experience?
I'm so sorry that you have to find out like this. Yeah. But I did find our Christmas covered, and I would go and look every year.
Yeah. Every year? I only did it 1 year. You did it every year.
I found it every year. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Sorry, Mom.
Is that the one in the garage?
Yeah, and then the one in the laundry room.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Speaking of parents.
I know. It's good. So Everlasting Father.
Yeah.
And you might be watching right now, and I like what you said. Complicated relationship. That's a very nice way, diplomatic way, because sometimes stuff with our parents or stuff with our kids can be a little wonky, right? I'm just seriously. And sometimes families are tricky in the holidays. It's the blended family thing. And sometimes I have a friend of mine, she says, my family puts the fun in dysfunction. And sometimes it just gets tricky. But I like what it says here in Isaiah 9, verse 6, Everlasting Father. And I appreciate that because for me, that grounds me in the reality that I am God's daughter. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. He is your everlasting father. And Christmas reminds me of God as our heavenly father who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to come into human existence. God is our everlasting father. And your Christmas with your parents or with your kids or with your family is not going to be everlasting. You're like, woo, thank goodness it's a limited amount of time. But your heavenly father is your everlasting father. And I love this idea that God, who is love, is infinite, everlasting. You're not going to run out of the infinite love of God. You're not going to outrun God's compassion or it's going to expire or you're going to go past where it's limited. Everlasting, infinite. And I think that's so helpful when we think about our everlasting Father at Christmas time and with Jesus coming in. Isabel, he also says Prince of Peace.
Yeah. And the Prince of Peace, Jesus is your Prince of Peace. Christmas can oftentimes not be a very peaceful time in families. Maybe there's conflict, maybe there's strife. Being close together can rile us up. But Jesus came to bring peace. Peace in your homes, peace in your family, peace in your workplace, peace in the malls. There's no need to punch the person going after that doll. Ask the Prince of Peace to come in and to bring that shalom peace. And shalom isn't just the physical presence of peace. It's wholeness. And it's something that is made in its original image, the original form. It's complete. And sometimes maybe you might feel as though you are lacking this Christmas season. Maybe there's a missing piece in your heart. Maybe there's a missing piece in the way you think about yourself or view yourself. Ask Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of this wholeness, shalom, to come in and bring you that wholeness, to bring you that peace in your heart and in your mind.
And I love this, the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard our heart and mind.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because a lot of times we want peace to be external,
yeah.
But God can guard our heart and mind, the peace of God, so that we're not victim to all the external craziness and whatever. It's some of just the nuts. And that's what happens sometimes at Christmas. And particularly when our families come together, man, all the crazy can come out. And so that Jesus can be our Prince of Peace. And, you know, when you're watching right now, one of the main things that would be the most important gift at Christmas time that you could give yourself is a personal relationship with Jesus. And as you're watching, maybe you've asked Jesus to come into your heart in the past, or maybe you just would consider having a redo. But we want to pray with you that Jesus would come into your life, be born into your life, and you would have a personal relationship with him. Let's just pray. And I'd ask you to repeat this with me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for coming into the world.
Thank you for coming into the world.
I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done.
Sorry for the wrong things I've done.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
From
this moment.
For the rest of eternity.
For the rest of eternity.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I think that's such a powerful gift of receiving Jesus into your life. And that's part of the wonderful thing about Christmas. We think about generosity and the gifts that we give, but it's also the ultimate gift that we can receive is Jesus coming into our hearts, coming into our lives, and giving us a fresh start. I want to encourage you that Jesus loves you. He cares for you, and he was born into humanity from the heart of love.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
This Christmas, give gifts that reveal the heart of God and have the power to transform lives. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Names of God book, a powerful resource to develop deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself through his names. You'll also receive our Names of God scripture card set with 12 convenient cards for meditation and our 30 Meditations on the Names of God book with tearaway scripture cards. For your gift of $95 or more, we'll add the Peace on Earth scented candle and the Rose of Sharon crystal bottle gift set, each piece reminding you of God's presence as they fill your space with light, fragrance, and grace. And for your gift of $1,000 or more, you'll receive the Hope Renewed canvas. Painted from the perspective of the Mount of Olives, it features the names of God that Marilyn so loves and arrives in a beautifully curated frame. Give the gift of knowing God more deeply this Christmas. Call or click today to get this special offer.